thank you for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast.
Hey, you. Yes, you. I am your host, Michi Renee.
It is Michi's passion to help you live your best life and do business God's way. Michi will be talking about entrepreneurship, manifestation, monetization, mindset, beliefs, starting and growing a business, nonprofit, or ministry, all while serving God. So welcome to My Daddy's Business. It's time for the show. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with your host, Michi Renee.
So the problem that we're going to be talking about today is help. I don't know what to do. I started a business. I started a nonprofit. I started a ministry. What do I do now? So first of all, if you are not making any money, you do not have a business. You have a hobby. Let's get that straight. So what do you do after you start a business, nonprofit, or ministry? Many of you contact me on a daily basis saying you're not sure what to do next. You're not sure how to make money. You've tried everything, but nothing is working. So I wanted to take a little quick poll today and see just where some of you are at. And let's be honest here. Let's keep it real with each other because I'm a real transparent, open kind of person. So let's just keep it real. How many of you started your business without doing much research? I've done that. I've started many businesses, many types of businesses multiple times. Okay. Next question. How many of you decided to start a business based on something that you liked? Like clothes, makeup, fitness, selling hair, you know, any of those kind of things. How many of you have done that? I haven't done the clothes, makeup, fitness, or any of that. I'm just raising my hand because I know there's people out there who've done that. Next poll question. Did you start your business thinking you wouldn't invest any money until you made some? That's real funny. Y'all funny if you thought that was gonna happen. That's real funny. But yes, I did that at the start of my very first business. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna start this business. You know, I don't think I really have to invest anything. That is a lie. Better yet, how many of you started a business and you didn't consult God? Did that? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are in the right place. But even if you didn't answer yes to those questions, I have many others that I would say that you would probably answer yes to those questions. So the four things that we are going to hit on today as it relates to you started a business, now what? So first thing we're going to talk about is marketing. So you started a business, now what? Now you need to market your business. And some of the things that encompass marketing your business. Do you have a website? Do you have a blog? How are people going to find out about your products and services? Do you have an email list? Have you started an email list? What are you going to do to market your business? Do you have a budget set aside? Are you going to use Facebook ads to help get traffic to your website? What are you going to do in order for people to get eyes on whatever it is that you are selling and doing in your business? If you currently have a marketing plan,
we hope that you are enjoying this episode. If you would like to be a guest, check the show notes for all the details. Let's get back to the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
Number two is going to be your back end challenges. So let's just say that you offer a service. You sell clothes, you sell makeup, you know, whatever it is. It's a product. You actually have a physical product that you are selling. What happens when someone places an order? Where are they placing the order? Are they sending you a DM? Are they on a website, a landing page? And then how are those orders fulfilled? Do they send you an email? And then the process starts from there. You get the product, you take it to the post office, you mail it out. Hence, everything is you. You don't have anything set up as it relates to your back end. So therefore, you have hiccups in the way that your services and products are delivered. You have to have some type of long-term sustainability. You can probably handle this yourself at the beginning, but as you start growing, you may have to consider that you may have to outsource that or hire someone that might just be handling fulfillment, customer service, and those things in order to make sure that your business is handling the back-end challenges, because it's been many times that I've ordered products from small businesses and it took way too long for them to respond to a question. Like there's been over the last few months, there's been lots of places that I've emailed. I have yet to get a response. So you know what? I have yet to buy those products and probably never will buy those products because number one, if I cannot even get a question answered, if anything happened during the transaction, I wouldn't be able to get in touch with you to get a refund, you know, anything. So you have to consider all those things because otherwise you will turn your customers off and they will not buy from you. Trust.
At Travel Genie, we make your travel dreams come true. We customize your trip. We create itineraries, book airfare, hotels, cars, and event tickets. We don't just book travel. We create experiences. Travel Genie has 4 trips planned for 2021. San Francisco, Essence, Toronto, and Bali. A $100 deposit gets you started. Use the link below for more information. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Travel Genie2017 and online at TravelGenie.com.
Scalability. When you first start your business, you always want to have in the back of your mind your long-term plan on how you're going to scale your business. So even if you are a brand new business, I teach my clients that you need to be thinking about scaling from day one. How can you put in processes and procedures that's going to help you scale your business? Are only one person and how you're going to actually be able to utilize scaling from day one. So if you know you do not have any strategies to scale your business, reach out to me. I do free difference maker calls. You can find the link to schedule on my website at www.unicorntribe.com. And that's UNIKORNTRYBE. Once again, UNIKORNTRYBE.com. So scalability is going to be huge. And I say do it sooner rather than later.
Join the movement and sign up for the 365 Days of Hearing God's Word Challenge. Check the show notes for all the details. Right now, it's time to get back to the episode. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
Fourth thing that you're going to want to do after you start your business is automate to dominate. So you want to automate as many processes as possible, especially as it, you know, you're a one person show right now. And so you need to have as much of your time and energy conserving on what I call securing the bag. And securing the bag, that's the money. And so the money-making tasks are the ones that you want to be doing. So, you know, capturing, you know, creating and starting an email list. You want to work harder, not smarter. Sending emails when you're having sales and different things, you can just blast it out to your list. Automating some of your processes, automating some of your tasks. All of these things are extremely possible from day one. And matter of fact, it's easier to automate at the beginning, even if you only got one customer. That's one less thing you have to do manually. And so don't discount the fact that, oh, I'm a small business. I don't have many customers. I'm not making any sales right now. But you will make sales. You will make sales. You will sell your services. You will sell your products. And automating that from day one is going to be key. Do you need clarity or strategies in your new business? Click the link in my bio, visit my website to schedule a difference maker call. Don't get left behind starting or growing your business. It is very easy to get discouraged and think that it's not for you. It takes time to build a business and you have to be willing to make an investment to keep your business afloat. So you might be spending money before you're ever even making money and you have to be willing to do that as well. Schedule that difference maker call. It doesn't cost you anything. Get clear, Got strategy? Secure the bag. Let me know, was this helpful? Did you have a good time today? I know I did. I know I have been blessed. And there are always things that I can learn. I learn from each and every one of you by the feedback that you give me, the comments that you leave me. So don't think I am not listening, because I am. I want you to have the most amazing day ever. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast. If you love this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. Leave us a review and help us grow. We also want to hear about your biggest takeaways. Take a picture of this episode and tag us on Instagram stories under Doing Business with God. And we'll see you next episode.
I am your host, Michi Renee. Get clear, got strategy, secure the bag. Have the most amazing day ever.
You've been listening to the Doing Business with God podcast.